Andrew McKenzie from editor of IR. You having a good conference?
I'm enjoying the discontinuities, which are widespread in the subject.
Okay. Any particular ones you want to sort of mention?
Well, I think the ability to import and export knowledge between countries as diverse as India or South Africa or America or Europe or Australia is something that really comes right to the fore, because some people have great solutions that work in Manhattan and have no application whatsoever in Harare, and other people vice versa. And that's coming across here now, I think.
Yeah, well, there was an example before about energy systems being planted on low-income housing in South Africa and showing how much that didn't work.
Well, I think, and what Ken said in reply to that question was that you do need to apply the right scale and the right reference to the problem. And Shea Wall talks about the same thing again, that you need to be able to speak to the CEO of Lendlease in a different language with using different statistics. Then, of course, you talk to a community of fringe dwellers in a poor country. But I think that's all good. I think that's part of the conversation. You know, we're all learning from that. But the important thing is to learn from it is to not to try and take the lessons from one country and bring them to another unless you know what's going to happen. It's like bringing a rabbit into the country.
That's a beautiful summary, really, Andrew. Just on that Lendlease building, actually, which I hadn't really seen much of before, was presented in quite a corporate way, I guess, because it's a corporate, you know, organisation. What do you reckon to it as a building?
I think it actually succeeds in many levels. I think you would undersell it to say that it's a good engineering solution. Yeah. I think that the same way that James Gross talks about with the NAB building, the kind of the way that the social interaction is so carefully crafted, I think in many ways the same could be said about that building. There is a question about whether it's got a bit too many gizmos as well. It's got a completely operable facade from front, from top to bottom.
And they have problems historically, operable facades, because they tend to break down.
Yes, I think probably everyone learned from, who was it, Jean Nouvel's Institut du Monde. Yeah, it cost an absolute fortune, looked great in the drawings, and it broke on the first day and has never ever worked. And so that's an issue with the building. Using technology can sometimes get you a bit, you know, confused, I think.
I think in those situations, the technology needs to be relatively low tech so that it's less likely to fail. And I think with that Lendlease building, the users can operate the screens themselves on the facade, which I think is a really important step.
Yeah, but in another way, I'd say that aside from what actually physically works climatically, there is another value to that, which is to do with the symbolism and putting it on the outside of the building, that there's a symbolic kind of commitment to controlling something. And in a way, that symbolism is important. In the same way that when I can't remember his name now, the guy from Lendlease who did a little promo, and it was all very kind of like pop culture kind of thing. In the one way, I thought this is really gross and kind of like simplistic. But on the other hand, it was good because it was a symbol that he was taking this thing, which is actually quite complicated, and finding a way of putting it in this little QuickTime thing that you could show to a bunch of delegates at a hotel who know nothing about it. And in a way, that symbolism, whether or not it's actually, you know, actually the truth of what's going on there, the fact that people are wanting to take these complicated things and find ways of simply communicating it is very important, I think.
And are you going on any of the tours tomorrow, Andrew?
I'm far too busy. I've taken 2 days out of editing the magazine, and I'm going to be spending all weekend catching up.
Indeed, and we should point out that Architecture Review is the magazine associated with the conference, so you'll be promoting the conference in the mag.
Indeed, the issue will be out in about 4 weeks' time, and it is called, rather provocatively, Sustain This. So it's a little bit of knocking back some of the cliches of what green issues really are and looking at a bit more of a complicated political scenario.
So if people want to find out more, they should pick up the next IR.
By Jove, and subscribe.